of course, we're very concerned about the health threat, and that is our overriding concern. Typically, we are all very relieved after we have a good hard frost. So we know that a good hard frost is going to significantly reduce, if not eliminate, the mosquito population. And we live in Syracuse, so when that's going to happen is really up to the weathermen. But we would expect, based on years past, mm-hmm. that we're going to continue to see mosquito activity through the end of September mm-hmm. into the beginning of October. We are decreasing in the mosquito population, but our level this past week is still significantly higher than it has been the last couple of weeks, the last couple of years, excuse me. And we expect there to be a lot of mosquitoes going into the next few weeks. It is a guessing game, but we look at many, many factors, and it's the types of mosquitoes, where we are in the breeding cycle, where we are with overall population that has led us to the decision that this time, this year, we really need to spray. Of course, we have a lot of people coming into our community in the next few days. In terms of mosquito reducing the risk, individuals reducing their risk of mosquito bites, we support the use of repellents. We specifically support the use of CDC-approved repellents. So that's DEET, it's oil of lemon eucalyptus, Picardin, and then there's, I can never remember the numbers, but all of that information is on our website. So we certainly support the use of repellents, and specifically the CDC-approved repellents, which, again, are on our website. We also recommend minimizing your time during the prime feeding hours, which are dusk and dawn. Of course, people can be exposed at other times, but those are the highest activity times. And then we also recommend long sleeves, long pants. If you do need to go out and you're not wearing repellent, certainly at the very least wear long pants, long sleeves. That's what we recommend for people. What we recommend for environments is specifically in the city where we're more concerned about the risk of West Nile than Tripoli. Tripoli is really a swamp virus, whereas West Nile is more of a container mosquito virus. So in the city, we really hope that people are looking for standing water and dumping standing water. So wading pools, bird baths, even small cans, tires. We want people to dump those. And to protect your house, make sure that your screens are intact. But there are a lot of different recommendations. The most important recommendation for people is use repellent, avoid prime feeding hours, wear long sleeves and long pants to reduce your skin exposure to mosquitoes.